Proclamation number 8059, dated the December 9th, 1961. Belief in the soul's continuation of life. If only people would believe that their soul, their actual self, is immortal. If only they would believe that the soul as a human being on this earth is preparing its own fate in the kingdom of the beyond when it leaves its earthly body. One day people will bitterly regret their indifference to their later fate, for one day they will realize what they had neglected to do in their earthly life, what they could have achieved had they believed the warnings and admonitions which were constantly given to them on earth. The indifference to their future fate is the great evil which threatens to pull many people into the abyss. And therefore they shall only ever be informed of the fact that there is a continuation of life after death, that they cannot cease to exist even if they have to shed their earthly body. Their thoughts shall be directed towards this time which will come as certain as one day will follow the other. If only they were able to gain the belief in a continuation of life after death, they would also live more responsibly. This, too, cannot be proven to them. They can only believe it, but they can gain a convinced faith if they think about it and question their actual purpose of earthly life. Just a spiritually directed thought would suffice for a person to mentally receive an answer from the kingdom which is the soul's true home. Yet such questioning thoughts have to be sent out by the human being of his own free will, for he cannot be forcibly urged into such spiritual thinking. But the smallest impulses are enough for him to question himself, and it will definitely only have beneficial results. Hence the human being will often have to suffer severe losses which can affect everything he loves, earthly commodities or even people dear to him, the loss of which can motivate him to such thoughts. And then even harsh strokes of fate will have become a blessing for him if they lead the person into a spiritual train of thought and thus enable spiritual powers to intervene, trying to instruct him. And if a person is asked whether he assuredly believes in the soul's continuation of life, he will usually doubt it, even if he is religiously instructed in such a way, because he has not yet openly contradicted it. But he lacks the inner conviction, and this makes him indifferent in his conduct, which should be aimed towards this life and the spiritual kingdom. But time and again the human being will have to deal with experiences which can and should direct his thoughts to the end which is certain for him and yet will not denote an end for his soul. And frequently he will also receive instructions by way of conversations or as printed material, although he can accept or reject them of his own free will. And even the loss of earthly goods can make the human being think and wonder whether owning these is the real purpose of earthly existence. Then it is possible that he will change his way of thinking. Then it is possible that he will not regard a continuation of life after death to be out of the question, and afterwards he will lead a conscious way of life, because he believes that he will have to be answerable for it one day. And then the certainty that his body's death is not the end will steadily grow, for wherever there is the slightest will to live expediently on earth, the human being will also receive help and he will not go astray. Amen.